Good morning. A weak disturbance is passing off south of Long Island and to the east of Cape Cod today. This will only increase a westerly wind, which started to build overnight. That westerly wind is driving in much colder air across the region, so after unseasonably mild air over the weekend, it's back to normal or even below for the next several days. Also, with that cold wind blowing over the relatively warmer waters of Lake Ontario, lake effect snow showers and squalls are common, especially immediately downwind of Lake Ontario, where several inches of snow could add up in the Mohawk Valley, the western Adirondacks, and even parts of the western Catskills. The rest of us will see just flurries and snow showers with in-and-out sunshine, and that brisk westerly wind flow throughout the day today will keep temperatures from climbing all that much, and most places will stay in the middle to upper 20s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It'll continue to be windy and cold, and downwind of Lake Ontario, more snow showers and squalls as lows drop back into the single digits and lower teens. This will set us up for even colder air tomorrow as a reinforcing shot of cold air comes in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, keeping temperatures in the mid-20s for highs. As that disturbance passes through, we'll have flurries and scattered snow showers from time to time on your Tuesday. Another disturbance will sweep through on Wednesday with snow showers, especially in the morning, then increasing sun, breezy, and cold throughout the afternoon with highs staying in the lower to mid-20s. Additional impulses will keep snow showers in the forecast on Thursday and reinforcing that colder air during the day with highs staying in the lower 20s. And despite high pressure with lots of sunshine on Friday, highs will only be around 20 degrees. A disturbance will head our way on Saturday, and it looks like most of us will see a round of light snow. Not a big storm, but it could add up to a couple of inches by the beginning of the weekend with highs staying in the middle 20s. Then behind that system on Sunday, even colder with mostly sunny skies and a breeze, highs staying in the teens. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings have been issued from the Bitterroot Mountains east into the northern Rockies of Montana. Upslope flow combined with Arctic air and Pacific moisture will produce heavy snow until the midday hours. Snowfall amounts will generally be in the 6 to 12 inch area with some localized amounts of up to 14 inches in the Mission Valley. Meanwhile, after a short break, Arctic air will make a comeback across the northern tier of the country. Wind chill advisories are out from central Montana eastward across North Dakota and western Minnesota. In these locations, wind chill values could be as low as 35 below zero through the morning hours. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Carlsbad, California, at 9:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Zhezkazgan, Kazakhstan, at 5 a.m. on Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light, snow showers, and fog, 0 degrees, with a west wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 25 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 15. 66% relative humidity, a west wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 29.86 inches and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 8 below zero at Fergus Falls and Fauston, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature, 38, that's 10 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 27.7 inches though for the month, which is 17.4 inches above normal. And 64.8 inches for the season, which is 20.4 inches of snow above normal. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 964, that's 52 above normal. And 4,881 for the season, which is 118 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high 65 set in 1985, and the record low 11 below zero in 1894. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening 5:38 p.m., 10 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder today with passing flurries and snow showers, highs in the 20s, though staying in the teens in the mountains. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few flurries and snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy, and colder today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder today with snow showers and possibly some heavier squalls and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and squalls tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder today with a few passing flurries and snow showers, and highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder today with a few passing flurries and snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy and cold, scattered snow showers, mid-20s. Morning snow showers Wednesday, then some sun, still breezy and cold, lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, windy with snow showers Thursday in the lower 20s. Mostly sunny on Friday, still only 20. A chance of light snow Saturday, mid-20s, and only in the teens despite sunshine and a northwest breeze on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.